This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. How much would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Okay, I couldn't help myself. In a discussion with some folks on a forum, two woodchucks had been damaging foundations with their digging. Many people didn't want to hurt the animals, so they said they'd trap the woodchucks and chuck them into the country. Well, you can imagine how well that went over with the folks who live in the country. Not well. Not well at all. One guy had trapped 8 of them and released them onto someone else's property. That's never a good idea. I once lived on a hobby farm, and it seems like everyone who decides they don't want a critter or the pet they bought dumps it in the country. Rather than give your problem to somebody else, you could call a professional service. Check out GardenBite.com for links to a couple of places suggested by other gardeners. They'll live trap the animals, but have to euthanize them if they can't find a place to release them. Moving on to another chatty topic, hydrangeas. Oh my, they have been looking beautiful. Those huge white globes are so pretty. I admit I love them around old homes. They're so old school. Well, sort of. The newer varieties are amazing. Incredible, descended from Annabelle, who's been around for like forever. The Endless Summer series have come a long way from its early days in the early 2000s. After some years, folks understood they needed more moisture. However, there's also been better breeding. I'll have lots more on hydrangeas on my website, GardenBite.com. I was one of the first to buy the Endless Summer series when it first came out. The 3 I bought were a total bust. I thought I was just a terrible gardener. And as for blue hydrangeas, well, unless you have a soil pH of about 5.2, they're going to turn pink. Check out GardenBite.com for more. Find Garden Bite on Facebook. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.